Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Terry Crisp, Predators TV analyst. Crispy, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Well, you had to ask it off the bat how we do it, right?
Yeah.
I'm on my third cup of coffee, and it tastes just as bad as the first one did this morning. For the results again last night, and looking at the game thinking, man, oh, man, we've got some shock putting up to do here.
They sure do. And Crispy, I thought on Tuesday night, given the roster that the Predators have right now and all the injuries that they're dealing with, the young players that have come up, they played just about as well as you probably could have hoped for if you're a Predators fan, especially at 5-on-5. And then last night, I thought that caught up to them a little bit. And Carolina, winners of 7 consecutive games, they're a tough team that you make any mistakes against them, they're going to make you pay for it. What did you think of the game last night for the Predators against the Hurricanes?
And exactly, I'm as same as you. I love that last game when we lost in overtime. And they played their hearts out. I really had my hopes were high, and I said, that's the way we have to play. And I've said this so often now. I said, you know what? We may not have as much talent as the other teams. We may not have the power play or the penalty kill, but we can match them in work ethic. We can match them in effort. And that's not the night, but the night before when we lost, we did. The kids came up and played. The team played hard. They left everything out on the ice. And I thought, great, we're turning a corner. We're looking good. And then, of course, we ran into a buzzsaw last night. And again, the buzzsaw just is sort of enhanced by the fact that untimely turnovers by our club, the neutral zone and defensive zone, this team Carolina, they just jumped all over it. I'm not even going to bring up the power plays because that's been a consistent for Carolina that they one of the best in the league in all capacities. So, yeah, we ran into a buzzsaw last night. And I was thinking, you know, we're going to really come back at them after that game. And then it just so I'm very interested in seeing how we handle the first game down in Tampa.
So Crispy, we played earlier, and I the Ryan Johansson intermission interview with Kara Hammer, which I'm assuming you know the one I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, we all listened to it. I heard it.
So first of all, my first thought was, man, it's a tough spot to be in if you're Kara. You know, at times when a team's going the way this team is and you're doing your job and people are very frustrated, it did make me think, too, of asking you, like, in your day, did you guys have these interviews? And can you recall any situations like that with you, perhaps?
Oh, hell yeah. You ever watch John Tortorella?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I used to just watch a game to listen to his interviews at the end to see what he was up to and what was going on. But you know what? And I agree with you in the fact that it's really not fair. In a way, it is fair because the players are the ones who are getting paid to play. And they're the ones out on the ice. And they're the ones who should have to answer some of the questions. But in games like that, you know, either I would always say get a coach, like get the head coach or the assistant coach or somebody, because Coach Hines comes on every game. He never shirks it. He comes out there like most do. But in a situation that that Joey was in with Kara, and we felt sorry for Kara too, because we know what she has to do it. She, and how many questions can you ask, and how many dresses can you put on that, whatever you want to say,
yeah,
to cover whatever it is. But I still think there's a way that, you know, you answer properly and you just say what you have to say and then leave the interview where it is. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Crispy, we've talked about the younger players that are up now and are in the lineup because of the injuries that are happening. As a coach, how do you handle that with John Hines, with a team that has so many young guys that obviously you're excited about their future and excited about the talent that they have, but not very much experience at the NHL level, and you have to know as a coach there's probably going to be some mistakes made along the way?
Yeah, there is. Perfect point in that. And you have to realize also as a coach, you have to transform that to the players. You tell them, you call them in, you talk to them, listen, you guys are getting a chance here now, and mistakes are going to be made. And I said, if you can go through a whole game and not make a mistake, then you're not working. You're not trying. And you're going to make them. And we're going to live with them. We're going to correct them, and we don't want you getting down on them. But all we want you to do is to listen when you try to correct the mistakes, stay with them, be as positive as you can, because if that's our future, and that's the kids like your Pitniks and your Davies and et cetera, Olivier and Colvin and all those kids, they are still kids, and they're still finding their way in the league. And I also think that this is the time when you see what your dressing is made of with your veterans to talk to the kids, not only the coaches, because the coaches, that's our job as a coach to do that, stay positive and work with them. But this is the time that a Mike Fisher takes two of them out to lunch, and says, listen, kids, here's how, you know, I went through it. We've all gone through it. And you'll get over that bar, and you'll become what the other guys have become. But I guess the biggest aspect is, and I don't know if it's such a word, positivity. Stay with it, because that's what we have. When you look at our lineup, you look at our suspension, and the guys that are injured and can't go, okay, that's life. All the teams go through it. You kids are playing. You've got a nice team, and you have the 20 guys going out there tonight. Give what you got. When we come off after 60 or 65, and whatever it takes, if we've left it all out there, then we can correct some stuff. But let's leave the total effort out on that ice.
All right, Crispy, I understand you got a little fired up when the discussion of trading Philip Forsberg came up. So I'm going to try to fire you up again and bring up a topic. Bring up a topic we were talking about on the show earlier. We were talking about Pecorine and the possibility that at some point maybe there might be a contender out there who really needs a goaltender for a run, and that maybe, you know, Pecorine could take a shot with another team if he wanted to, obviously. It's got to start there. But what would you think about that? And obviously, that number's hanging in the rafters. He's going to be known for what he did here. He's the greatest player, I think clearly, in franchise history. But what would you think about something like that to give him another shot at a run?
You know what? That's a great question. I got to be honest with you. I like that. And when you were starting to toss it out, I thought, you know what? I hadn't even really gone down that road. But it's a very distinct possibility. Pecorine has been a war horse for us. He's been a warrior for us. And he's done everything that's been asked of him. And it's not like he'd be the first person. You remember Ray Bourque, Ginla. I can go down a list of all of the players that had great careers with the one team and really done great. At the end of their career, and what they wanted was a Stanley Cup. They wanted that ring. And I firmly believe that every player that steps on the NHL ice, pulls a jersey on, that's the ultimate goal, is to get your name on that Stanley Cup. And then suddenly when you realize your career's winding down, you've only got a few more shots at the brass ring, and if your GM comes up to you and says, listen, I'm not saying for us now, but whatever, we we're not making it. You know we're not going to be in contention, but a team wants you, and they are one of the top teams that are going to go for the cup. Do you want to? And you know what they would do, and I know David Poy, Mr. Poy, so well, he's so classy, but he would never, ever do it without asking Pecorine and sitting down with Pecorine. But you know what? What you just said, hey, in our business, and it is a business, that could be a distinct possibility.
I keep trying to get Crispy to yell at me, and he's not biting today.
Maybe we can get him to yell at you. If you'd have gone the other way, you'd have got yelled at.
That's right. Exactly. Crispy, last thing for you here. Obviously, the Predators taking on Tampa Bay tomorrow. Things have not gone well for the Predators against Tampa Bay this year. Obviously, the defending Stanley Cup champions. What sort of a challenge is this going to be, and what would your message to the Predators be tomorrow heading into a really tough environment against the Lightning?
Let's get it together, guys. We all know it was horse manure, how we played last night. And let's quit blaming bad luck, and let's quit blaming power play goals and that. We got penalty killers that are capable. We got young guys that have got lots of enthusiasm, and we have to play these games. And it's not changing, and the schedule is not changing. So let's quit feeling sorry for ourselves. Let's quit saying that, this and that, and injuries and suspensions. No, every team's going through it. I want this team tonight against, Tampa Bay is the defending Stanley Cup champions. You want to see how damn good you are? Then put yourself up against them. Take them and see what you can do. And I can guarantee you what, nobody's feeling sorry for you. So let's get the job done.
Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, the absolute best in the business. Crispy, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, I appreciate you guys too. Stay with us, and no, you're not giving it to Pecorino, so quit it.
Thank you, Crispy. We'll talk to you next week. Terry Crisp joins us each and every week here on Robbie and Rex Road at 8:30 on Fridays. And as you can tell, Crispy, in his own words, always brings the passion. You got to love it.
Horse manure. That's a
I like
great
that
term.
That was a great one. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what Joe brought up there with Crispy. If you're the Predators, should you consider trading Pecorine if that's something he wants to do to pursue a championship with a contender? We'll discuss it next and take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.